Have you ever seen your dreams so clearly they felt like memories? You ever walked through a place that doesn't exist, a city of your own making, and yet it felt more real than the room that you're sitting in now? Why is it that some people can remember moments with crystal clarity, or invent entire worlds and bring them to life? This is a mental superpower called eidetic visualization. It can help you remember your past with striking accuracy, or design a future with intention, creating entire worlds. Whether you're a novelist, an architect, a filmmaker, or just someone who refuses to live a forgettable, boring life. This is the ability to see with your eyes closed and build with the raw material of just imagination. Eidetic visualization is often misunderstood. It's sort of lumped in with photographic memory, and I'm sure you've all heard of that, as if it's some sort of neat trick that you can remember a few words on a page. Yes, that is part of it, I suppose, but this is a lot more than that. It's the ability to create vivid, immersive mental imagery, not just snapshots, but full sensory experiences. Imagine being able to walk through a city that doesn't even exist. You smell the spices. You hear the chatter. You feel the cobblestones underfoot. Children often show glimpses of this. Like, remember an image days later with uncanny precision. But here's a secret that most people miss. It can be trained. It can be strengthened. And when it is, it becomes your inner cinema, your mental design studio, your memory vault, your future blueprint. So think back to your 7th birthday. Can you even remember it? Can you recall the colour of your balloons, the icing on the cake, the texture of the wrapping paper in your hands? Most people can't, not vividly anyway. But eidetic recall lets you relive moments, re-feel moments. Think about the Pensieve in Harry Potter when they go back through the memories and they can basically relive it. That's how eidetic visualization works on the past basis. Reliving things on a past basis. But you can also do it future-based. You can create experiences and thoughts and worlds. Actors like Daniel Day-Lewis use this technique to mentally walk through a character's past before even stepping on stage. Writers like Stephen King close their eyes and revisit haunted towns before writing the world. Students and lifelong learners, this is a game changer because it's looking and understanding what you've learned. Facts and figures. Details. What about trying to remember someone's name? People use things like this, where they picture the person holding a golden trophy with their name engraved, or a sticker on their chest. They attach emotion and imagery to make the memory stick like glue. So here's an exercise then. Tonight, replay your entire day in reverse. What were you wearing at lunch? What did your food smell like? Who stood behind you in the line this morning? This isn't imagination. This is reactivation. Your subconscious or unconscious mind would have picked up on all these things, but you don't notice it consciously. If you were to reimagine and relive even walking through the shop what you picked up, that's how you train this. The creation side is, I find, more interesting. Tolkien didn't just write Middle-earth, he explored it. J.K. Rowling, as I've already said, designed Harry Potter in her mind. Filmmakers like Christopher Nolan visualise entire films scene by scene before even stepping on the set. Architects design structures, not by blueprints first, but mentally. Why not do the same yourself? A business, a novel, a lifestyle. Build it in your mind first, down to the colour of your desk lamp. Something very awkward and weird, but actually important. Picture your future home. Where is it? What's the brickwork like? What do the rooms look like? What's the interior decor? What does the floor feel like beneath your bare feet? What music is playing softly in the background as you make your morning coffee? The more vivid, the more real, the more real, the more your mind and action start bending reality to match. Eidetic visualization isn't just for memory masters. It's an invisible skill behind greatness in nearly every creative field. The iPhone, eidetic visualization created that. Artists see a painting in their mind before the brush hits the canvas. I can't remember the artist that said it, but he says, first I paint in the mind, and then I just paint what I've thought about. Architects walk through the buildings before they touch a piece of CAD software. Actors rehearse entire emotional arcs in silence, eyes closed, stepping into their imagination with full conviction. Writers, they don't just create characters, they interview them. They see them, they hear their voice, they know their fears, they use it as a gift. So here's a way to look at your mind, a metaphor, if you will. Your mind, although it can be a camera, if you're looking historically, it's also a projector. It doesn't just record, it casts. Imagination doesn't just play around, it sculpts. And what you rehearse internally becomes external. So project it. Like any skill though, it takes time, it takes reps. But the returns are substantial. You should be reviewing your sensory experiences every night. Record your day, as I've said. What about mental palaces? Link facts to absurd, vivid visualizations. What about immersion time? How long are you spending doing that? Obviously, with today's day and age, myself included, sometimes you can be distracted. Can you just take 5 minutes to create something in your mind? And be more detailed every time. These drills will sharpen your focus, your memory, creativity, and actually unlock deeper control you have over your mind. It's not just a party trick, eidetic visualization. It's a portal to past, future, and to worlds beyond this world. So whether you're writing a novel, designing a business, building a new self, close your eyes and really go there. See it, feel it, build it, smell it, touch it, taste it. Because once you make it real in your mind, the rest of the world can't help but follow.